paragraph yutes, v'ze bechinas toshev enoish ad dako, v'toimer shuvu bnei odom, ki elef shonim b'einecho, ki yoim esmoel ki avler. These are psukim that appear in chapter 90 in Tehillim, which is part of the Tikkun HaKloli, which begins Tfila LeMoshe. This is a prayer. Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the 10 contributors to the Sefer Tehillim, one of the 10 tzaddikim, besides Dovid HaMelech, who contributed. And this paragraph comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain each one of these words. She'ikar ha'tshuva hu bebechinas lemala mi'azman. What this is showing us here is that the main concept of tshuva is above the concept of time. Bechinas ki elef shonim b'einecha k'yoyim esmol k'yavur. As the pasuk says, 1,000 years in your eyes, Hashem, are like a day, like yesterday, like the passing of yesterday. Why? How is that related to toshev enosh, to a Jew doing tshuva? Rav Nosson Zal says, because this is one of the prerequisites for tshuva. A person has to know that by Hashem, 1,000 years can be one day. Ukumashikosov Rabbeinu Zal b'sefer ho aleph beis, as Rabbi Nachman writes in the Sefer HaMidos, which is also sometimes called Sefer HaAleph Beis, it's in alphabetic order. Yoim sheho'odom oise tshuva hulamala miyazman. The day on which a person does tshuva, that day is above the concept of time. Ayin Shom, look over there in Sefer HaMidos where he explains it. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says there in Tehillim, toshev enoish ad daka, that man has the ability to return to Hashem ad daka. The Gemara says, ad dichducha shel nefesh, even when you've reached the lowest possible place that a Jewish soul can go down, you can still come back. Shehu his chaskus shemoish rabbeinu mechazek osono b'tfilosoi. These words are words of encouragement that Moshe Rabbeinu is encouraging us with his tefillah. Sheyoshuv ha'odom la'olam, that a Jew can always repent. A Jew can always return. Yihyeh eich sheyeh, no matter how far gone they are, no matter how far they've fallen. Afilu adirducha shel nefesh, even if they fall into the lowest possible places that a soul can possibly fall. V'hakoil b'koyach b'chinas ha'sechel shelamal miyazman. All of it is based on this concept of lemalam min hazman, above the concept of time. B'chinas, as Moshe Rabbeinu points out there, ki elef shonim b'einecho ki yoyim esmoil ki avur. Because 1,000 years in your eyes, Hashem, are like a day, like a yesterday that's past. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues there, V'yashmura baloila, ki kol hamizmor hazeh medaber mehevel azman. Because that entire chapter of Tehillim, chapter 90, which begins with Tefillah LeMoshe, is all speaking about the waste of time. How people who are living just a physical life, you know, just a gashmius type of life, based a materialistic type of life, their life is a waste. Shehu ketzel oiver, and it passes by like a fleeting shadow. Machma shebe'emes ein shum zman klal, because in reality, as we said before, there is no time. Just to go back for a moment, we had given two very important examples. One is when a person goes to sleep at night. We know that when a person is awake, they're conscious. Person is asleep, most of their consciousness is gone. A little bit remains. I'm not speaking in medical terms. I'm speaking as a ben Torah. You know that how the Torah describes it. So we're left, let's say, with 1% of our brain power. And with that, that takes us through the night. The dreams that a person dreams are with that 1% brain power. And Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, that's why you'll observe that sometimes a person will lay down for a 15-minute nap. They'll get up. And they'll say, wow, I can't. They'll look at the clock, 15 minutes, I can't believe it. That felt like a lifetime. I just traveled to Turkey and here and back, and I went there and I saw. Because of when the consciousness is less, when the brain is smaller, the time feels longer. The time is much longer. That's one example. The other example is children versus adults. We set out on a trip. We're going to Miron. We're traveling from Yerushalayim to Miron. Daddy says to his 4-year-old and 16-year-old, the trip is going to take 3.5 hours. They pull out of the driveway, and the 4-year-old says, Daddy, is it 3.5 hours? It took so long to get out of the driveway. Are we there already? And he says, no, we just got out of the driveway. Okay. They drive 2.5 blocks, and the kid says, now we're at Miron, right? It's already 3.5 hours. The younger, the less das, the longer the time. So therefore, Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal point out that we adults, we supposed adults who are 60 years old, 50, whatever we are, we have to remember that there are tzaddikim who are 600 years old. Their level of that, compared to them, we are 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds. So what to us is 60, 70 years, to them, that's 15 minutes, or that's 3 minutes. And as you go higher and higher until you get to the Das of Hashem, where there is no time, this concept of Lamala Mazman, which again, we cannot understand fully, but based on these examples, we're seeing we can get some kind of a feel for this. Ki Hazman hu rak michisoron hadas, because time is only coming from a lack of Das, a lack of high-level intellect. K'moy sheroyin, as we find al yedei ashena, in the example of sleep, shekol ma shehaseichel nikton yoiser, that the less the seichel, hazman nigdal bein of yoiser, the time feels much longer, k'mavur leil barichus, as we explained earlier, at length. V'zehu shemoish rabbeinu mehabel hazman, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu makes light of time. You know, he shows us how time is meaningless. How the materialistic people look at time. Oh, I went on vacation I was there for 4 weeks, and I traveled here, and I did, and I went to this restaurant. What does that all add up to? 5 years later, you are not going to remember the shrimps and the. Can you recreate the shrimps and the scallops and that you ate? It's a joke. At that time, it felt like such a big thing. You were discussing this as this was your greatest project in life. You traveled here and you traveled there, and you thought that these were major achievements. You look at it intelligently a couple of years later, and you look, what? What came out of all of that? Maybe that's what helped my ulcer. The doctor tells me that for 4 years an ulcer has been breeding inside of me. Who knows if it started back in that restaurant that I was in, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. So the things that people dwell on and make into big things, you know, how they describe their living, the concept of living, and how they think they're living a full life. You know, and I did so much this year, or I accomplished so much on my vacation. You look back at it, you know, a couple of years later, or a couple of levels up in intelligence, and it looks like a joke. The person made fun of themselves. You know, they were fooling themselves. So Moshe Rabbeinu mocks that and says, Voimer, he says, ki elef shonim b'einecho ki yoim esmol ki avor. 1,000 years, what some people call 1,000 years, Hashem, in your eyes, it's like yesterday. Shezeh b'chinas lamalam yazman. This is the lamal. She'elef shonim einom nechshovim kiim kiyoyim echod. We're talking about a person who's on a being, who's on a level where what to others is 1,000 years, to them it's one day. V'zehu v'ashmura. And again, we know, for example, you have, let's use another example, a computer. You have machines, computers of the first stage computers. We're able to do 1,000 calculations a minute. Because what you would need a whole staff to do an audit, to do a tax or something like that, they created this incredible, incredible being that can actually perform 1,000. So what other people took hours, this thing, the work that the other accountants used to do, it took them 3 weeks. The computer did it in 3 days, 72 hours. We know that today you can have a little handheld that somebody has in their house that's holding millions of times more information on it than that huge computer that took up an entire floor in a building in Manhattan at the time, and is doing not 1,000 calculations a minute, it's doing 1,000,000 calculations a second. You know, they're working in nanoseconds. You know, so again, the time, what used to be considered to be a day's production, today they're doing that, they can do that in a minute. Hainu shehu masber lanu. Moshe Rabbeinu is explaining to us shehazman hevel, that the standards of time, this whole concept of time as the materialistic people understand it, is nonsense. Ve'ein loy kiyum klal. It has no permanence. Ki ze onuroyim al yedei ashmura. Because this we see via a piece of nighttime. Ashmura means a section of the night. Hainu bechinas sheinas laila. We see this when we go to sleep at night. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ochasto shmurois enoi. Hashem, you hold the periods of night that my eye experiences. She'oz b'shnas laila, when a person is sleeping at night, nidma al reva shor shehu shivim shana. Sometimes what in actuality is 15 minutes feels like 70 years. V'aharkach k'shemekitz mishnosoy, when the person wakes up, v'choyzer elof sichloy, and they get their full consciousness back, huroye sheze azman shel ashen v'achaloyim hu hevel. He sees that the time, as I was experiencing it in my dream, was nonsense. It was dream. It was nothing. It was unreal. It was surreal or unreal. Or again, lahavdil. People go in, they watch a movie. They read a book, and they're watching this movie. The movie is 3 hours. In the 3 hours, they're watching four generations pass. They're seeing the grandfather and what happened to him, and then he dies, and this one. And the person walks out and says, wow, that's interesting. I just lived 220 years. In 3 hours. I just expect, but again, did I really live it? No, it was fantasy. Kimoikein, so too, kol ho'elef shono shelonu, so too, what to us, intelligent, rational human beings, what to us is 1,000 years, be'emes heimrak kimo yoim esmoil, in a higher level reality, it's like a day, it's like yesterday. And when you speak to older people very often, and they talk about what happened 35 years ago, and the person says, I can't believe it. It's like yesterday. It's just, Mamashu was like yesterday, that I got off the boat, and I came in, and I went to heaven. Kiyavor v'ashmura balayla. Hainu kemoy ashmura balayla. Just like the sections of the night. Shehuzman sheina, which is when a person's sleeping. Sheoz nidme al shom wetes shuzman oroch, whereby then it seems to a person as if a small unit of time is much longer. Kemoikein hu be'emes kol hazman shelanu. The same thing is true for us human beings, earthlings, you know, mature adults. What to us, our definition of time, where it seems to us like a long period of time, kihilu elef shana, as if it's 1,000 years, ube'emes, in reality, in that higher reality, einoi klum, it's nothing. Kihu tzel oiver, it's like a fleeting shadow. Ve'elef shonim him kiyoim esmoil, and 1,000 years is like yesterday. Ve'al yedei bechina zois, daika, and by a person realizing this, when a person analyzes this honestly, and we believe in this definition of what time is and what time isn't. Such a person will be zeicher to complete tshuva always, no matter what. No matter how many times they fell, no matter how many times they failed, Rachman al Slan. Bechinas, as it says, Toshev Enoish Adako. A person can return even from the lowest places. Adirtucha Shal Nefesh, Vatoimer Shuvo Bnei Adam. Hashem says, return. Ki Elef Shana Ben Echem Esmo. Based on this concept. Vesehu, and this is why the Pasuk continues there, Zramtom Sheno Yihu Baboiker. Shekol hazman hu bebechina sheino kanal. What Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us there is that the whole of time is really like a sleep. Aval baboiker, however, when the person gets up in the morning, kechotzir yachloif, the person realizes that it passed by like the grass on a mountain, like, you know, which is one day it's here, one day it's gone. Ki achar kach baboiker b'hakitza mishnosoi, because afterwards in the morning, when the person wakes up from their sleep, roya, they see shekol hazman shebeshena hu hevel, v'kechotzer yachloid, that the entire time, what felt like such a long time during their sleep, was a joke. It was nonsense. And it's like a fleeting, like something that goes by very quickly. U'kemoikein baboiker yotzitz v'cholof, shegam hazman shenechshav beinenu lizman. Now he says, and so too in the morning when the person wakes up. Meaning, it's not just at night when you're dreaming that this phenomena takes place, that what feels like months is really minutes. When you wake up also, that's also the case. Shegam hazman shenechshav beinenu lizman, even the time that we, mature adults, consider as time, shenitme baboiker, whereby it seems after I woke up in the morning, keilu hazman yotzitz v'godel, as if the time is going by slowly, and it's 5 minutes, and then it's 15 minutes. Aval be'emes, the truth is, v'cholof, it's fleeting by. It's passing by very quickly. V'cholof miyad, it's going by instantaneously. You look at the clock, 1 second, the second hand was there, another second, it's no longer there, it's somewhere else totally. Lo erev yemoilel, ki hu tzel oiver, because it's like a fleeting shadow. Vegam hazman shel haboiker, dainu hazman shebehokitz, and therefore even the time in the morning, not during the night, not when we're asleep, when we're awake, gam kein einoi klum basechel hagavoya mimenu kanal. It's nothing, it's meaningless to one who is on a higher level intellect. Again, you get a child who plays, the mother tells the child, okay, they bring out the best toy, the favorite toy to the child, and the princess says to the child, okay, I want you to play with this now for the next half hour, because I want to bake a cake, and to prepare the ingredients, it's going to take me 30 minutes. The child sits down with the toy, plays 30 seconds. Okay, mommy, I finished playing. What do you mean you finished playing? I said 30 minutes. It's not 30 minutes yet? Of course it is. Here we're giving these examples, just to... Vezehu shekoivel. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu cries out, Ki cholinu v'apecho, shata avoynoseinu lenegdecho, ki chol yameinu ponu vevrosecho. He's describing a person who committed sins and made mistakes and everything, and how all of it flew by. Ki kol ho avoynois v'haveroi shel b'nei odom, shema'irim chas v'sholim charoin apoi rachmonotzlan, because all the different varieties of sins that a person has committed, which activated Hashem's anger towards that person, hakol nimshach rak mehatos shel hazman. All of it was based on that mistake that the person thought they had time. Shenit melehem keilu yesh lehem eiz zman boilam. It seemed to them as if they had time in this world. Avol be'emes, but in truth, hakol hovel, it's nothing. It flies by quickly, and the minute the person finds themselves in the cemetery, looking up and thinking, whoa, how did that happen? How did my whole life whiz by so quickly? Let me try to remember, what did I do? What did I accomplish? Did I do anything? I remember eating in the morning and eating at night and going to sleep and then eating again and going to work. What? How could it be? How could it be that I never stopped to think, what am I doing? What's the purpose to it? There's got to be a purpose to all of this. Can't be that this was all created just for that, to eat, sleep, work, work, sleep, eat, and that's it. And then when the person goes to the grave, they go with nothing? The food doesn't go, the sleep, that they come mamish empty? Doesn't make sense. Avol be'emes hakol hovel. In reality, that whole materialistic life is all nonsense. Kemoy shemesayim v'hoylech. As Moshe Rabbeinu concludes over there, Yemei shnoisenu v'hem shivim shana. The days of our lives are 70 years. V'megvuroi shmoinim shana. If we're lucky, 80 years. V'rohabom omol v'oven. Kigoz chish v'naufa. He says, and all of it is nonsense, emptiness. V'zehu mi yodea oizapecho, which person realizes the power of Hashem's anger. How Hashem is going to be very angry at some point, saying, I don't understand. I put you in this place. I put you in a world of opportunity. You had every opportunity in the world to load up suitcases, to be able to bring with you for your journey to the future world. And instead, what did you do? You got caught up with nonsense, total silliness, with toys. K'may Shapirush Rashi, as Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, Mi Yoidea Kimat Yomim Hoela, which person realizes the shortness of these days, how quickly they pass by. Hainu Shabbatzeil Hoivraze Ein Shum Chiyus, that in this fleeting shadow, there's no life. The person didn't put anything permanent into it. Ki im mi shezoicha lehetiv maso, other than a person who is zoicha to live the right kind of life, to do good deeds, ulehinotzel mecharoin apoy, and thereby spare themselves from Hashem's anger. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk continues there, limnois yomenu kein hoida, to count our day. We do know how to count our days, to make our days count. When a person lives the right kind of life, then every single day does count. Every single day has certain things accomplished in it. V'novi levav chochma, shenizke lahamshich hadas v'hachochma l'toich yomenu, for us to be zeicha to draw real das and chochma into our days. L'maniske l'das v'emes, to get to realize the truth, she'ein shum zman klal, that all the time in the physical world is nothing. Ulekadesh kol yomenu, and therefore sanctify all of our days, lekashram ulehaloisam lesharoshem, and attach them and elevate them to their source, which is lebechinas lamala mezman, above time, to the future world. Sheze ikra hatachlis kanal, this is the main goal of a person. Ki kol hamizmor hazeh medaber mehevel hazman v'kanal, because that entire chapter of Tehillim, Moshe Rabbeinu was explaining to us the foolishness and everything of people who think they have time in this world, or they think they're going to have what they define as a good time. Vezehu shehischil shom, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu started the chapter there with the words, "Beterem horum yuladu," even before the mountains were created, "Vatecholeil eretz v'sevel," and you formed, you fashioned the earth and all everything else. Umeolam ad olam atuel. You, Hashem, are before that and after that. Meolam vad olam. You are before the creation and after the creation. You are before time and after time. Ze bechinas lamala miyazman. Moshe Rabbeinu is describing there this attribute of Hashem of being above the concept of time. Vetekev somach lazeh, and immediately after those words, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Toshev enoish adako. He speaks about the concept of tshuva. Ki elef shon menech yom esmoil. Ki ikar hatshuva bebechinas lamala miyazman. Because the whole foundation of tshuva, the whole premise of tshuva, is based on this concept of lamala miyazman. Being able to realize, not to look back, not to focus on the past, not to dwell on the wrong time, but rather to understand that the time is racing, and the only time that there is now, this moment. And this moment will never, it never was and never will be. It's only if I grab the moment and I lock it in with something good, I did some good deed, I visited somebody that was sick, whatever it is, I learned Torah, I did a mitzvah, that moment I locked in, I made it eternal. That minute, that second is registered, it's put into the bank, something was done that's eternal, a mitzvah. A spiritual item. This reminds me of a story I heard from my Rebbe Zichron Levracha, Rav Rosenfeld, one of the greatest Misholem that many people have heard it. It's brought in different Sforim, but it's so special and it's so practical, where he spoke about a king who loved the people in his country. They were fabulous, their loyalty and everything, and he decided to reward them, and reward them big time. And he said, you should know that 30 days he let out an announcement in the kingdom that 30 days from now, he's going to open up one of the most important parts of the king's treasury, and everyone is going to be able to come for a certain limited time, for 15 minutes, because you're talking about thousands of people and everything, going to be able to come and enter into the storehouses of the king and be able to take what you can carry. Whatever you can carry, period. Can imagine the excitement in the kingdom, what's going on, how the people are talking about this day and night. Nobody's thinking about going to work anymore, because who needs work? Those 15 minutes, I'll be able to take enough to pay. I'll borrow for the next 30 days, $3,000, $5,000. I'll go in there, I'll get 500,000 worth. It'll be enough to cover that and my whole future and my children's future, etc. Sure enough, the day's approaching, the excitement is growing and everything, and they're all getting ready and everything, and he says it's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and people, each one is thinking, I'm going to be there 8, I'm going to be there 7, I'm going to be there the night before, etc., all preparing, getting ready. This king was no pushover. He knew if they all show up, all of them, they're not all going to fit into the treasury. So he organized, he put together a team, the most magnificent orchestra that anybody ever heard on earth, you know, the most fantastic musicians. He put together that group, and he took all the chefs and all the bakers and everything in the world, and he had them prepare tables of food with all the most magnificent culinary things you could imagine for every taste, men, women, children, every nationality, French pastries, Italian lasagna. He covered all the bases. He had everything there. And he laid out these tables in front, and this was all prepared from the day before, you know. So no matter how early you came, you had all of these treats available and the food and everything, and it was timed in such a way that when those 15 minutes would come that the treasury would open up, 99% of the people were so involved and engrossed in the food and the music that even those that remember to look at their clock, they saw it's 9 o'clock, but they saw something else. They were hearing a new song. They're playing a song. So I'll have 14 minutes. No problem. I'll just listen, stay here one more minute, gorging myself on the food and the music. In 14 minutes, I'm pretty quick. I can fill up my hands in 14, my bags in 14 minutes. In the end, very, very few made it into the treasury. The vast majority got distracted by all the foolishness, all the nonsense, and they forgot that what's being offered here is things that can give you joy and pleasure for 15 minutes. Over there, he was offering things for a lifetime, etc., and this is us in this world. Because even those who know about Hashem or who know about good and bad, etc., the vast majority are under this impression that I still have time. You know, there are people that think that when they're young, they're going to do it all. And of course, I'll become religious when I get old. I've seen many old religious people in shul. I'll get religious then. I'll make it all better. And they don't know that if a person does that intentionally, chas shalom, it don't work. Because the Gemara says, make sure you repent while you're still in your years. Person comes to say, Hashem, I ain't going to eat no 6-inch steaks anymore, non-kosher steaks. Hashem says, what do you mean? You don't have no teeth. You couldn't eat it if you wanted to. What do you? You're not doing anything. You're not being religious. You're being practical. You'll choke, you know, etc. So the time for a person to break their desires, the time for a person to master their Yetzirah is when the Yetzirah is still cooking, seething. If a person says, now, tomorrow, I don't know. I don't know if I didn't see my name on the register for tomorrow. I'm not sure I'm there. So I can't leave anything for tomorrow. And yesterday, that angel is going to try to get me to dwell on yesterday. He's only doing that to rob me from today, to rob my today. By me feeling upset and depressed about yesterday, that's going to assure me that I won't accomplish today what I could if I were raring to go. If I looked at today as my first day on the job, my first day at work, and I'm going to make it my best possible day, my first day in marriage, you know, it's that kind of attitude. This is all, again, related to this issue of Zman, understanding how important a role this has on a positive side, you know, and on a negative side. How much the Yetzirah uses this to slow us down and to destroy us, to kill us, to have us, to kill, that expression, kill time. I have an hour to kill. I have an appointment, you know. And what do I do now? I have to kill an hour. Imagine human beings, civilized human beings, talk that way. Picture a person letting those words out of their mouth. What are you, nuts? Are you nuts? Is there anything more precious than life? But this is the whole concept of this physical world that we're living in. It's such a kaleidoscope, and the Satan has all of us so confused. We don't know which way is up, and most of us don't know what we're here for and what it's all about. And people are just grabbing at straws, just trying to have a good time. You know, look out there and go, what do people want? I want to be happy. They know there is such a thing. And again, the Torah speaks about it. That is the ultimate goal, to be happy. But the definition, to know what an accurate definition of happy is, that you need a Torah for, that you need a tzaddikim for, to give it to us. And unless a person has the Torah, and unless a person has the proper view of the Torah itself is so complex and so, it's like here again, it's a person's, the Torah is compared to an ocean, the Yam HaTalmud, the ocean of the Talmud. Which rational person's going to say he sees this boat out there, this submarine, and says, okay, I'm here, I'm going in, I'm going to take the controls, and I'm ready to go, I'm ready to do the English Channel. Person has to be nuts to think that they can navigate in an ocean on their own. This is why Hashem has given us tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are the ones. They are the ones who understand the Torah properly and best, and they're the ones who know how to interpret the Torah for each and every generation. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to his generation. The rabbis of the Mishnah spoke to their generations. We today have our tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim throughout all the generations. Each generation has its tzaddikim who understand, who know the problems of today, they know the issues of today, and they know how to package the Torah, how to package for people today, to be able to deal with today. Should be zeicha to have the right connection to those tzaddikim, to the Torah, and to be able to look back and say, Rabbi Nachman once said that the one tzaddik that he envied was a tzaddik who he saw on his deathbed, that he went like that. He snapped his finger and he said, Ibigespringen, I made it. I jumped over the, you know, it's like there was a short stream and he had to jump over from one side to the other side, and he took this giant leap, you know, he ran, took this giant leap, got to the side, I made it across. I made it across this world, the life in this world, which is like a Grand Canyon. A person can fall so far down, so many different ways. And if a person is zeicha to do themselves the justice of learning the Torah, and especially through the eyes of the tzaddikim, will be zeicha to be able to say, Ibigespringen, that we made it.